It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
A high-profile Portland murder case, now the premise of a new Lifetime movie. Our guest is playing a big role in this film, How to Murder Your Husband. What a role to play. Steve Guttenberg, how you been, bud?
Really great, and grateful every day. I want to wish you and your family good health and success.
Yeah, happy new year to you. I saw the trailer for this, How to Murder Your Husband, and I noticed you were rocking like a Tom Selleck mustache playing the role of Daniel Brophy, I think it is. And I'm wondering if you got any tips from Tom, because that is an impressive stash.
I didn't get any message from him about it. But yeah, the true life story of Daniel and Nancy Brophy. Actually, I had to shave out back my hairline, and Dan and thin my hair out for Dan. And the story is about a couple who actually had big problems, big financial problems. So Nancy decides to take an insurance policy out on her husband, buy a gun online, and write a blog called How to Murder Your Husband. So what happens is he does it, he gets caught, she allegedly murdered him, and she got convicted. But it's a fascinating story about a couple who were supposedly in love, and how this person was a little bit off, mentally off, he decides to murder her husband in the house. And I think that that's what's really interesting about the story, is that you're sleeping next to a murderer. That's a fascinating part of life.
Yeah, I read some interesting stats, Steve. I mean, maybe you know if these are true or not, since you just played a role in this atmosphere, but I'm reading that 1 out of 5 murder victims are killed by an intimate partner. And even worse, it says approximately 2 out of 5 female murder victims are killed by an intimate partner. So it's like, wow, you gotta not worry about a serial killer. You got to worry about who's laying next to you at night. How do you feel at night when you go to sleep? You close your eyes okay, Steve?
Yeah, pretty decently. We have a dog, so if my wife moves, the dog will get up.
Nice.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Got that going.
The movie is called How to Murder Your Husband. It's the Nancy Brophy story. It premieres this Saturday, January 14th on Lifetime. And of course, we're talking to the big star, Steve Guttenberg, and this is based on a true story, and it's a true crime, so it's like a big hit. People love true crimes, and people really like watching movies that are based on a true story. I always am curious, though, when they say based on a true story, what is the percentage of this that the directors and the producers put a little spice on it as opposed to sticking right to what really happened?
Well, you know, it is a movie, so you want to create an entertaining venue. The movie really didn't need much. It was just a fascinating story ripped from the headlines that you couldn't believe was true. And many times, you know, truth is stranger than fiction.
For you, is it harder as an actor to play a fictional character, kind of like you did in Cocoon, or a real person like you are playing in this Lifetime movie coming up this weekend?
Well, I think what's really great is playing a non-fictional character. You're able to go into the internet, which is such a treasure trove of information. You can see what the person looks like, how he walked, how he talked, what he thought about, what he read, what he wrote, and all these videos that were on Daniel. So it was a great opportunity for me to mimic him and then go into my acting toolbox and figure out what was he thinking and why he loved this woman so much. And I think that it's a great opportunity, but acting is acting. You get up every day, you do the same thing, you go to work, and you try to do the best job you can.
but it's not easier to work off of someone that you can get their cadence, you can act just like them, or I could maybe see where that could be more difficult because you want to do justice to the character. But can you say which one is tougher, or you're just saying to you, Steve, you're a pro, it don't matter. Give me a script and put the camera on, I'm ready.
Oh, you know, I've been doing the same thing for 47 years. Since I was 17, came out to Hollywood. I get up, I have my coffee, I have my breakfast, call my family and friends, and I go to work. And like a carpenter, you're either going to build an apartment house, you're going to build an office building, you're going to build a private house, you're going to build a barn, you're going to build a shed. You go to work and you do the best job you can. And in acting, you use your craft and try to create a believable scenario so people can jump on and make that leap of faith. And forget their lives.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.
Hours.
Well, I have some fan questions, if you will. We have some of the movies that you were in, some of the big ones, and some fans have some questions for you, so I'm hoping maybe you'll answer them. You were in so many great movies throughout the year. As you said, you've been doing this for a long time, but let's go back to Cocoon 1985, the Ron Howard film. What was it like having an alien share herself in the pool, and what were they called, like Antrions or something in Cocoon?
Yeah, I had a great opportunity to work with Toni Welch, who is a beautiful lady and very smart and a great actor. And you work with the great and talented Ron Howard, you're in good hands. I had a great time. And also working with, of course, Brian Dennehy, who's just incredible.
What was the experience like? I don't know how many people have made love to an alien. I mean, it seemed like you enjoyed it, but nobody really saw what happened. It wasn't lovemaking. She was sharing herself. Do you remember that day of shooting?
Yeah, it was fantastic. We shot in this wonderful pool, an indoor pool in St. Petersburg with somebody's house. And Toni and I became good friends. So it was a lot of fun. And it was great to use our imagination. And we had ILM, which was George Lucas's visual effects company. And it was all good. It was just a great time.
All right, let's move on to Three Men and a Baby. Of course, big blockbuster, the biggest film of 1987, starring you alongside the great Tom Selleck and Ted Danson. I realize you're the youngest of those three, and I'm curious if you were intimidated at all working with those guys. I mean, they, especially Tom Selleck. I mean, it's hard to be a man and stand next to him and not be intimidated, right?
Man, first of all, he's an incredible presence when he walks in, good-looking as all hell. But he's a sweet guy, and he comes from a regular family, hardworking people, and he's a hardworking guy, and we just had a great time. And the same goes for Ted Danson, a wonderful, smart guy from Arizona, actually, terrific, great personalities on both these guys, generous actors, and dedicated to the craft.
And whatever happened to the baby, Mary, was that a twin actress that was playing the baby?
Actually, she was. She's a twin. And those girls actually grew up. They're 35 years old now, or 30 years old now. Tom was really terrific. He created a way for Tom, Ted, and I to donate money to a college fund. So by the time that they became of college age, those monies were able to pay for their college.
Very cool. That's a great story. We're talking with Steve Guttenberg. He has a brand new movie coming out, How to Murder Your Husband, based on a true story, the Nancy Brophy story, premieres this Saturday on Lifetime. Another film that the guys brought up around the studio here, Short Circuit. I got to see that movie. I have seen Cocoon. I've seen Three Men and a Baby. Personally, haven't seen it. But people in the studio wanted to know, how cool was it to work with Johnny Number 5? He's the robot in the movie.
Really terrific. Puppetry was just brilliant. In those days, we didn't have visual effects. We actually had special effects. So the puppets, all of Johnny Five's were actual puppets. and operated by sometimes 7 to 10 people doing all the different parts on the puppet.
Very cool. And when you thought of the term AI back in 1986, it was a completely, to me, I guess, a different conversation than it is today. When you were filming that, I mean, did you have any idea that this was a way before its time, too, to call out artificial intelligence in the mid-80s as to where we are with AI now? Cars driving themselves, robots serving you in the drive-thru. I mean, it's crazy, right?
Yeah. You know, AI has really taken on an incredible part of our lives, whether it's the cell phones that we're using, the smartphones that we're using, the computers. You can walk into your house and talk to an Android and ask her to turn on the lights. Pretty terrific.
I'm a big fan of the Police Academy series, and of course you were a big star and a big part of that. An actor that you worked with that I'm curious to get your thoughts on him as a person, and I know he's a funny comedian, Michael Winslow, was amazing, especially in Spaceballs. Somehow could just light up a camera with the sound of his making noises. Was he an interesting guy to work with?
Michael's incredible. He's a really smart guy, very, very talented, and very generous. And he's got a gift from God, so there's nothing like working with a guy like that.
And then finally, I'd like to know what it's like to work with the great Cybill Shepherd. Of course, you're working with her on this new film, How to Murder Your Husband, that premieres this Saturday. But wow, I read somewhere that she at one time was intimate with Elvis. This woman has lived a lot of life, and she's been a big star. What was it like working with her?
Oh, it was fantastic. Really super talented lady, and I've been a big fan of hers since early on when she did the Last Picture Show, Heartbreak Kid, and Taxi Driver, of course, and Moonlighting. So she was so easy to work with. Really a beautiful lady, a big presence when she walks in.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.
Lovely person.
And then a sweet soul that we lost here recently, Kirstie Alley. I know you worked with her in It Takes Two. You guys were close when we were working on that movie, It Takes Two, right?
Oh, yeah. Super talented, really generous, and a force of nature. When she would walk in the room, you knew Kirstie Alley was there.
I do have a friend here who wanted to ask your advice. For whatever reason, he's been with this girl for 9 or 10 years. And he's in his mid to late 40s. And recently, just in the last week or so, there's some serendipity, I guess, that I'm talking to you now. But he's saying that his lady wants him to get a life insurance policy. And he really was kind of taken back at it. Like, why does she want a life insurance policy? Then I mentioned this movie to him, and now he's like, whoa, he like blew him away. He's like, ask Steve what he thinks. Should he get the life insurance policy?
Well, if he thinks he's going to marry her and live with her the rest of his life, absolutely. And he should get one of the life insurance policies that actually acts like a bank, where you can put your money in, and if at any time you don't like what's going on, you can take it out, and you've got your saved money.
I'm surprised you're saying that, as you just played the role of Daniel Brophy, and didn't he do the same, and it didn't turn out so well for him, Steve?
Well, no, it didn't. it was a very, very tough game for poor Daniel.
Well, I look forward to seeing the outcome. I mean, a lot of people know the outcome because it was such a high-profile case out there in Oregon. But I'm excited to see it. I tried to watch it already, but unfortunately, it doesn't let you watch it until this Saturday when it premieres on Lifetime. Go watch it. How to Murder Your Husband, the Nancy Brophy story, going to be available on the Lifetime Network to stream after Saturday when it premieres. Steve, a big fan of your work, and thank you so much and being gracious with your time. Appreciate it.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.